Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Jim in just a moment.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit relentlessprotection.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
Really good beef export information released by Uncle Sam this last week. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says it's more than simply good.
Certainly the USDA put out the monthly numbers for July. Favorable is maybe an understatement. I would say robust, a little bit stronger than anticipated. Overall, on a tonnage basis, U.S. beef exports were up 17% for the month compared to a year ago for July. That's pretty robust. We had South Korea year over year up 61%. We had Mexico up 17%, but the best month in the last 46 months in sales to Mexico on a tonnage basis. And we had Japan up 13%. And these prices have been in the international marketplace at or slightly above a year ago, which we put those together, as you mentioned, in terms of demand. And that implies a rather robust demand environment. We look at prices and quantities moving overseas together in our export marketplace. Now, this is a little bit in contrast to the pork and chicken and turkey sectors, which all remained a bit lackluster. So, you know, with the tariff situations and a lot of the international situation going on, U.S. beef exports have been stellar. And, again, this sets a stage for a marketplace that can rebound from recent levels on the fed cattle side, maybe not immediately. But this demand component on the exports was, again, stronger than anticipated. In fact, at the LMIC, we raised our third quarter, which would be July, August, and September, export forecast off this number and the preliminary weekly data that comes out, which only includes hold muscle beef cuts. We gravitated those export forecasts higher.
So, Jim, what's going on with beef exports right now? Why the uptick?
Well, I think it's just fundamentally the demand for U.S. product. We also look at the data that's come out of Australia and New Zealand, and their exports have been very strong, especially to the Asian markets also. So China, Japan, South Korea, all of the large exporters to those countries, and stronger incomes are a driving force, and certainly the U.S. has the niche in the quality beef marketplace. So I think it's been broad-based in the beef complex, and now some of the problems in the other proteins have been very strong competition out of Europe and Brazil and other countries. It's probably faded the ability for the U.S. to export in the pork complex and in the chicken complex. And then, as you mentioned, the tariff situation has definitely hit, especially the pork industry, much more dramatically than kind of the indirect impacts, which have been rather small in the beef complex.
And as far as the beef complex is concerned, Jim Robb says all signs seem to point to being able to hang on to a lot of the positives in our beef export marketplace for the time being.
We think so. You know, we're watching as we look ahead to the second half of 2019, which is ways down the road, to, you know, the worldwide economic growth, and that will be one of the keys to sustaining these levels.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cowherd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots. Sale catalogs and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.